Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It is a Mike Calta show. It's 102.5 The Bone. We welcome back to this show the former governor of Minnesota, one of the greatest wrestling personalities of all time, and author of, I want to say it, 10 books, I believe? Jesse Ventura's Marijuana Manifesto is available, and he will be giving the keynote address at the 4th annual CWCB Expo in New York, which is going on this weekend. Let's welcome back to the show the governor, Jesse Ventura. Governor, how are you, sir?
Hi, Mike. How are you this morning?
Pleasure to have you back on the show. I know your stance on legalization of marijuana, but are you a pot fan? Have been for a long time, or what?
Well, I grew up in the 60s, naturally, when pot became very prevalent during that era of time. And, you know, it's something that's been around a long, long time as far as I'm concerned. You know, my first time was right when you got out of high school and things of that nature that it back in the 60s. And, you know, it's just time. It's time to take our head out of the sand on this particular plant.
Yeah.
And it's time to start using it to our advantage instead of throwing people in prison for use of a plant.
Why in this state of Florida did the voters vote to legalize it, and it passes? It got shut down the first time, got voted overwhelmingly the second time, but yet we're still not able to have the freedoms that other states have.
Well, because, see, you have to understand government. The government doesn't want you to get anything for free. If they could charge you for the air that you breathe, they would do it.
Yeah.
They would tax you. And the problem, I think, the overwhelming problem with the marijuana is that poor people could get it for free because they could grow it in their backyard. I grew up in South Minneapolis in the city, and every summer my mom used to grow tomatoes in our tiny little backyard. Well, you could do the same thing with marijuana, and poor people could then use it as they felt the need to medically for whatever reason. The government doesn't want that. They would rather have you buying pharmaceutical medicines, paying taxes, and them profiting from it. They don't want you getting anything for nothing.
It seems the marijuana grow, because in Florida, they'll pass it, but then there's only certain people that get to have the license to be able to grow it legally and sell it here. And ironically, one of those people is here in Florida is like one of the biggest personal injury attorneys who's invested the most money, and it's all the same thing as is the pharmaceutical. It's all run by the money.
Yeah, that's true, but in the case of marijuana, if it is truly legalized, like, it's not even fully legal in Colorado right now. People think that it is, but it isn't. And I'll give you the example.
Yeah.
I could drive to Colorado right now with my pickup truck, and if my credit card is good, I could fill the whole truck up with tobacco products and nobody'd say a word.
Right.
I could drive there and fill my whole truck up with alcohol and no one would say a word. But yet, being from out of state, I could only drive there and buy 1 ounce of marijuana.
Well, because
and the point is, it's still being, it's not legal yet. We have to keep fighting to make it completely legal.
Yeah, it blows my mind. I'm not a pot guy, never have been. I have nothing against it.
Sure.
And I certainly am all for people being able to smoke it for medicinal purposes. I have seen some of the things that the effects that these psychotropic drugs are having on people, and the idea that some of this stuff might alleviate some pain for somebody who has cancer or something like that, and we are not letting them smoke it is completely absurd to me.
Well, let me add something to that. There should be no difference between recreational use and medical use. The entire plant is a medical plant. Those that smoke it for the euphoric feeling are doing it for their mental health. I would rather have them smoking pot than taking Prozac.
Yeah, I tried to get into it. I tried to smoke it a couple of times. I'm a guy who's a little on the edge. I thought I may take a little edge off and slow down, because I'm not really a big drinker either. And for some reason, it just doesn't have any great effect on me. But if I could see somebody that's over there suffering from chemo or some sort of cancer, and it's giving them, how could we not want to do whatever we can to help them out, especially with something that comes from the earth like that?
Well, why stop at that? You go to parties and you watch people drink alcohol.
Yeah.
What would be the difference if you went to a party and someone took a joint and walked off to the corner and took a puff?
Besides the money.
See, the point is...
Yes, but...
I've behaved 10 times worse on alcohol than ever on pot.
But...
I laughingly tell people, if you got a problem with someone, give them a joint, a pizza, and a Jimi Hendrix tape, and they won't bother you for hours.
But the one, if I try to, think of legally, what is the one thing that they would try to prevent? Now, unless you have an answer for this already, if somebody is smoking too much pot and then trying to drive a vehicle, how do we now test those guys like we would for a DUI?
Let's talk about smoking too much pot. No one has ever overdosed on pot. No one has ever died from pot.
Right.
So if you smoke too much of it and you die from it, be happy. You're going down in the history. You're going to be the first person on the planet in history who has ever had a fatal dose of marijuana. Let's look at the case. We just lost Prince up here last year.
Right.
Well, had Prince been smoking pot, he'd be alive. And that's another thing that people have been lied to about. They call marijuana the gateway drug. Not true. In fact, every place that has legalized marijuana now has seen a drop in opiate use. A drop. Other direction. They lie to us. They tell us that it'll go up when the opposite is true. It goes down, not up.
Yeah, and I read all about it, but the one thing that I'm bringing up is you have to admit that it would impair your decision while operating a vehicle.
Yeah, you'd probably drive more slow and more careful,
or too slow.
Well, anybody on pot, alcohol, you're going to drive faster. Marijuana, you're going to drive slower.
I don't know. I used to drive straight in the arrow, and I wouldn't even veer off to the left if I'd have been drinking. This is Jesse Ventura who joined us. Jesse Ventura's marijuana.
Nobody's advocating that anyone should do any type of substance and then drive a vehicle. We all know that that's stupid. But then again, you have to remember, in a land that's supposed to be free, you're also free to be stupid. That's part of the downside.
That is true. Do you believe that that Russia influenced our election?
No, because the only way they could have, we don't elect our president. We have this electoral college. So the only way they could have influenced the election would be to get to the electoral college people who actually elect your president. See, you can tell I've been anti the electoral college for 50 years.
Yeah.
But that's the system we have. It's ridiculous. If Hillary Clinton would have, and I'm not a Trump supporter, but if Hillary Clinton would have won, you wouldn't hear a word about this.
No, but why we're hearing a whole lot about it, but yet nobody wants to bring forth any proof, and I'm not...
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're telling, how did they get to the delegates? Can they prove a delegate actually changed their vote because of Russian influence? Then let's look at the hypocrisy of it. How many elections throughout the world have we interfered in?
Oh, sure. Sure.
Dozens. So now we're crying foul. We're up in arms saying, how dare they, when this has been our status quo for 50 years. Is assassinating Castro attempting to take care of an election?
That's true. We did. We have that
is
documented.
That an election? You're damn right it is.
What are you?
And we attempted to assassinate Castro a dozen times.
Sure. What are you doing now, media-wise? I don't know. I don't know where they let you speak anymore.
I just signed a contract. I'm with the enemy. I'm with RT, Russian television.
Yeah. Now, are people giving you a lot of crap over that?
They better not, because it's the best TV out there, and it's the most honest news you're ever going to get. They got me and Larry King. Who could be more patriotic than us?
Are they honest about Russia?
Do what?
Are they honest about Russia? Are they allowed to speak openly and freely?
RT America. The television station. station is about America, not Russia. I don't speak Russian.
No.
So how should I be doing a show in Russian?
I didn't mean that.
RT America. This is Russian television. It's the same as PBS.
Yes. Now, I know what it is. I watch Larry King. Jesse Ventura on RT America. You could also see him. He's a keynote address speaker at the 4th annual CWCB Expo in New York this weekend. You can go to the website and put in the promo code Jesse30 if you want to go. You get 30% off registration. I appreciate you coming back on the show, and good luck this weekend. And, of course, Jesse Ventura's Marijuana Manifesto is available. Good luck to you, sir.
Thanks, Mike. Always a pleasure. Hi to everybody down there in Tampa.
Thank you, sir. There you go. The great Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
There's no winning a conversation.
No, that's great.
I don't speak Russian.
That's one thing, though, that, it's not worth for the 7 minutes we get to talk to him, fighting him with him. But it's one thing that you have to think about. I mean, guys, the reason you're not supposed to drink and drive is because it hinders your reflexes.
Yeah.
So you can say, I'm not drunk at all. I can totally have all my bearings in my head, but your body... physically, after you've been drinking.
Yeah, your motor skills are slower.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and which is why the drunker you are, usually you are the person who walks away from an accident in the better shape because you don't have those reflexes to block and put your arms out. Your loose body is. Yeah. So how do you say then that a person who is not high as a kite, you know, one of those dopey pot-smoking teenagers I'm talking about, one of those guys that you just want to smack every time you talk to him, like that guy is driving like a moron. How do you test for that was my question for him. It wasn't that should he be allowed to drive. No, of course not.
Right, because either way, whether you're on marijuana or you're on alcohol, you're not supposed to drive, but people still do.
There's a certain level, there's a certain limit you're supposed to be at before you're allowed to not drive, before
right.
you should not drive.
Yeah.
So how do we test that? We know how to test it for alcohol. Mm-hmm. You blow into the thing and they tell you, they can give you a blood test, they can tell you. So if you're smoking marijuana... how do they test you? So they pull you over, they smell marijuana, and they say, okay, well, marijuana is legal, you're allowed, but you're not supposed to be smoking how much before you can drive?
Yeah.
Like, that's the one thing I think they need to figure out.
They can't measure it.
Yeah,
they
even
can,
if
though.
Anything...
You can measure the marijuana, though.
By doing what? Swabbing the cheek?
No, the police will drop nachos on the ground.
Oh,
if you go
die
for them. Yeah, if you go for them, they're like, you're high, dude. Mm-hmm.
Not today, officer, not today.
The NST. If your NST is under 2 seconds and nacho
right.
snatching time, then they know that you're really... If my nacho snatching time was 13 seconds, they're like, he's fine, let him go. But if it's 2.2 seconds...
I dropped nachos on the ground and he said, bogus. It was fine. It was all right.
Or what if you just... what if you start a pot movie thing and they respond, you know?
Yeah, right?
If they're like, where do you live? And the guy's like, I don't know. And you're like, okay, hold on a second. Dave's not here. Wasted. Take him in. I don't know. I'm not anti-pot, and I think
right.
I would rather be in a car with somebody who's stoned than drunk.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Because like you said, you get drunk and you drive. You're like woohoo. You
right.
know, you get pot, smoking pot, and you're
Ten
driving,
two,
you're just
baby.
Chilling out.
Yeah.
So you said you've tried to smoke pot and do that stuff, but you've done edibles before, right? Because you had the
edibles get me
right. Right.
Yeah.
I think that's where you need to go.
But here's the problem is,
and
it's
better for you than
it
smoking.
Is.
I can't just go to a store and buy edibles, so I have to rely on other people.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't trust Spanish, though.
I mean...
I don't know where you're getting them from.
I have a very reliable...
The gingerbread cookies?
Right.
I know where they were coming from.
Yeah.
That's big money right there. And they were delicious, and they were good. Whatever... well, I almost said his name.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he gave me made me want to vomit.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was melty, and it was gross.
Oh, yeah, no, those...
Whoa.
Yeah, no.
I want... cookie or cracker
yeah,
or something.
Brownies is where
not
where
even
I
the
like
brownies.
I like
I'm on
brownies.
Diet.
Gummy bears are good.
Hard candies.
I never had the gummies. I had a
gummies are pretty good.
I had a Jolly Rancher, but it tastes like pot Jolly Rancher.
Yeah.
If it came in like official packaging, would you feel more comfortable?
Like, let's say hypothetically, what would you have?
Like, I allegedly know a guy that gets good gummies from like a Colorado dispensary.
Like a dispensary.
How many
yeah.
do you have to eat?
A couple.
Three?
No. You should start with one, yeah, and see how you feel.
Someone who doesn't partake.
Two advocates over here.
Yeah, someone allegedly. Who doesn't partake quite a bit.
I don't want to be like Floyd on the couch.
Right, yeah.
Joe's showing on Bone TV. I mean, I would look like Floyd.
Yeah,
one
he's
time,
handsome.
Someone I know took three of them and went to Disney to see Hanson, And boy, she was freaking out.
Claudia?
Huh?
Oh!
What?
Oh, kidding.
No.
Okay, so, yeah, I'd be freaking out, too, if Hanson showed up.
But
yeah.
It wasn't like she was freaking out. She was just, like, really quiet and didn't want to talk. And everyone who passed by her, like, Disney security, she was like, they can smell it. They're coming.
Is there any way I can give those to other people so they're quiet and don't want to talk to me?
That's how I was at with the mushrooms. I was really quiet.
Yeah, not me. Yeah. I was very loud.
Painting.
But very annoying to Calvin. It's perfect.
Very annoying to life.
Yeah, all right.
Although you were second only to that idiot.
I just think that's him regularly.
What?
Annoying to life. Him
Spanish?
Regularly.
Yeah. You should try it, though. I'll get some of those gummies, and you just have a couple of them. They're perfect. They, you just relax all day. I can, but they're not like official, you know, like what you would want.
Are you going to make them?
Ugh. And he's an actual baker.
No.
That's why I said.
Can't mini donut guy puts them in a donut for me.
I'm sure.
That'd be a way to do it.
Can't mini donut guy just make a mini, just stare at it. I saw a thing on the computer. Guy made a donut inside a donut inside a donut.
What?
Oh, it was three donuts in a ring.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to open up a place across from Mini Donuts called Extra Large Donuts.
Dude, that would be fantastic.
Maybe we'll have a cooperative crossover.
I like that.
I'll be like, hey, too big? Go across you to Mini. And if he's like, oh, not enough, go across you to Extra Large Donut.
He does those mini donut milkshakes where he throws like three or four donuts.
I have not had that.
Dude, Kelly and I got one. It is so good.
I'm going to have a medium donut.
Throwing the whole thing off.
Then I'm going to have an English version that's going to be medium donut.
Medium.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.